Hey everyone, today we are in for a treat. Our message is going to be brought to us today by my sister, by another mother, Quintina A. Shockley Harris. And you all see her walking around here doing a lot of things, working with the youth, but I'm going to share a few things you may not know about Quintina. She was born and raised in Cleveland, Ohio. And for anyone who really knows her, you know that she is an avid football fan. So anytime the Ohio State is playing or the Cleveland Browns are playing, you know where you can find Quintina, okay? If not at a game, in front of a television, okay? She relocated to Chesapeake after her marriage to Jerry Harris in 2013. And during this time, she obtained her Bachelor of Arts degree in Human Service Management, as well as her Master's of Science in Psychology. She is the mother of 7 and the grandmother of 19. I know, she doesn't look like it. As a member of Unity, she is very active with our youth. She is a sponsor of the Uniteens as well as director of Sunday services. Quintina is a graduate of the Johnny Coleman Theological Seminary with a Master's Plus. She is a licensed and ordained minister through the Universal Oneness Outreach Ministries, where she serves as president of the Universal Oneness Outreach Ministry School, focusing on the curriculum. She has created and hosted workshops for women under the title of Queendom Talks. Today, she is going to deliver a message called Be Still and Know. So without further ado, Quintina Shockley Harris.
Good morning. Good morning, Unity. Good morning to all of our online family. And before we get started, because everything should be done in divine order, I'd like to lead us in a quick prayer. And if everyone would be still and close their eyes. Father, Mother God, sweet, sweet Spirit, I thank you. I thank you for watching and protecting over each and every one of us during our busy week. I know that as we have gathered here together, your Spirit moves through each and every one of us. I ask that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, and that anything you can use, use it, and those things that do not speak to you, leave them at the table. I thank you, Father, for bringing me this far and always loving me. And we can all say amen, amen, and ashe. Whew. You all just don't understand how long Reverend Paula has asked me to do this. And I had to finally say yes, because sometimes our no's are not because we don't really want to, it's because we're fearful and we're scared. And because you all can't see my knees, believe me, they are knocking together up here. So I use this the title, Be Still and Know That I Am. And it's all about spiritual understanding. And what came to me during all this time, because I've been looking at change and being still and know since March of 2020. And looking at change, you know, I remember hearing that as long as you live, changes are going to occur. We have no way around not changing. Yet, for a lot of us, we resist the need to change because it is a need to change. And we resist those changes because it doesn't feel right. There's nothing wrong with me, so why do I have to change? And other reasons why we just cannot move forward in life. And most of that, in fact, I would say 95% of us, the reason why we don't change is because we're scared. We are totally scared of moving forward because we don't know what moving forward looks like. And because we don't know and we really aren't in control of it, we refuse to change. But in 2020, something happened. It was during that time that each and every one of us were told to sit still, sit down, and be quiet. Now, for most people, that was the most difficult thing in the world to do. Because I have to go to my job. My kids need this. But we were told that for a reason. Whether you understand it or not, we were told to sit still, be quiet, and listen. And that reason is because the world, not just our country, but the world was undergoing a change that we had to prepare ourselves for. But if you kept resisting that very thing that we were asked to do, because we know what's best for us, you can't tell me to sit down. Why are we being put in a quarantine? Okay, first thing, we were never put in a quarantine. Find the meaning of the word quarantine and you will see. We were never quarantined. Quarantine means you cannot move. What we were told to do is only do what is necessary. That meant don't be just going out and partying and hanging with your friends. Don't just be going out for the sake of going out because I don't want to sit in the house. Now, I can tell you honestly, because of I lost my position because I don't have a job, never had a job because job is just over broke and that's not how I operate. But I lost my position that I had in Norfolk Public Libraries and it is gone forever, ever, ever. That's a big change. And with the way that my husband works, I am literally and have been since March in my apartment by myself all day long. Now, because I'm really not a sociable person, really I'm not, I found it a little difficult at first, but then something occurred to me. That Bible verse, because the whole Bible verse, and it's from Psalms, says, "Be still and know that I am God." Now, what does that actually mean, being still and know that I am God? Because for most of us, with our lack of understanding, that spiritual understanding, we can't get past the I am God. What we're taught, even in the Universal Foundation for Better Living, UFBL, and a lot of you have heard me talk about that, as well as Unity, is that wherever we are, God is. So, when we all had that instinct at first, particularly by August of 2020, a lot of us were like pulling our hair out because most of us didn't have a whole lot of contact outside of our immediate family. But I really, 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 really meditated and studied that along with a lot of other scriptures because I'm a Baptist girl. My great-grandmother and my grandmother were some of the most praying women I have ever heard in my life. Spending the night with my great-grandmother, we knew at 5:30 a.m., she is going to be calling on God and every other deity that she could think of, and she's going to wake you up. So, in doing the meditation with that particular Bible verse, as well as just being quiet, and again, that was something difficult for me to do because I have always been a talker. I talked so much that I had a grandfather name me Mouth Almighty as a kid. And it wasn't so much that I talked. I was that kid that was going to keep asking questions until I got an answer that made logical sense. Because you just can't tell me, go over there and do that. Why? Why do I have to do that? Why are you telling me to go over there when I'm perfectly fine over here? And again, all these things that I knew that were within me from a child, all of this stuff came rushing back during lockdown. And I remember on the phone talking to one of my friends one day, and I said, isn't it kind of funny that when we were kids, this was something that we were always told by our parents as punishment, go to your room, close the door, sit down, and don't make a sound. And we thought that was the worst thing in the world for us to be pulled away from other people. And then what came to me was this. Each and every one of us were built for a time such as this. We have inside of us what it is we need to do to move through. We can attest to that because we're still sitting here. Even if it wasn't easy for us to do, we did it. Even if we complained, we did it. And I just found so much joy being by myself, no electronics on, and Lisa Carter couldn't attest to that, no television on, no radio, no music, and just being with me. I know a couple weeks ago we had a speaker speaking about the same thing. And what I discovered about me, I mean, this is just me, is that I sometimes back away from the power that I have in me. And I do that by allowing other people to tell me who I am and whose I am. But again, I started studying exactly what spiritual understanding is, because before you can move forward, you must understand what spiritual understanding is. Spiritual understanding is that understanding which comes from the quickening of the spirit of trust within men. Keep in mind, you must trust. You just can't go around saying, I know that God has me, and you don't have the trust of spirit, God, Jehovah, Yahweh, whatever you call your higher spirit. I heard a minister one time say, you can call your higher spirit George, as long as that what your foundation is standing on. There is a scripture that says, in all thy ways get understanding. We must get understanding, and I'm not talking about the intellectual understanding, because most of us move along on the intellect. The intellect is, that intellectual understanding is believing you know what's really going on based on what you see, hear, and feel. And for the most part, and I'm speaking for me, I have no idea what's really going on. I think I do, but I really don't, because we're looking at it from those five senses, and there's always a spiritual thing going on, no matter where you are, no matter where you find yourself. There's something spiritual going on. Understanding is a spiritual birth, a revelation of God within the heart of man. According to Proverbs 4:23, another one of my favorite Bible verses, we are to guard our hearts, for everything which we do flows from our hearts. In guarding our hearts, we are to be mindful as to what we are eating. And I'm not talking about what you sit down and eat. I am referring to what you talk about, what you listen to, and who you talk to, as well as who you hang around. During 2020, I found it the most hilarious thing, but sometimes it wasn't, that people became news junkies. 24 hours a day, people were sitting in front of the news, putting it out into the universe via social media. And to me, I just kept looking at it. I was like, these people are running around like Chicken Little, like the sky has fallen down. When you are watching and repeating what the different news media says, all you're doing is contributing to the overall fear of man. I have never been a subscriber to the news. My children, and they're all adults, don't watch the news, which means my grandchildren do not watch the news, which meant they really went easily through the lockdown. They didn't have breakdowns because they weren't paying attention to what they were saying. Now, I have an acronym for the news, for the word news. And that acronym is Negative Energy Widely Spread. There's never anything good that happens on the news until the last 5 minutes. So I am not the one, and I'm putting this out there now, I am not the one that you come running to, girl, did you hear what the news said? No. And I don't want to know. Things that we are to know, spirit always brings them to us. I have example after example, working in the library system here and in Cleveland, things would be going on around me that I had no idea because I wasn't paying attention to it. And once they told me, my whole response was, okay, and what am I supposed to do? We have to be mindful of what we eat. We have to be mindful of these things. But that's a whole nother workshop, so I'm going to let that go because I can go on and over. In the UFBL, we were taught to live in the presence, to keep our minds connected to God through prayer and meditation. Now, my spiritual tool belt became extremely, extremely strong during that time. I took a leap of faith, and I taught a Basic Truth 1 class. Thank you, Lisa, for joining me. And I started doing all sorts of things. I did workshops online. I did a lot of things to keep me spiritually grounded because I'm always about being spiritually grounded. No matter what you all may see me doing when I'm running around here on Sunday mornings, there was work done before I stepped in this building. As we do prayer meditation, we are making that connection with spirit. We are communicating with the spirit that's all around us. And our thoughts, our conscious thoughts, are to always be on the aspects of God, the different aspects of God. And what I've found is when I make that conscious choice, because it must be conscious, it can't be done willy-nilly, because those are the results you're going to get in your life, willy-nilly, crazy-looking results. When I make that conscious choice of placing my focus on the attributes of God, which are spirit, God is infinite, God is eternal, God is unchangeable, God is wisdom, and God is power, there's a change that occurs within me. Because we all change from the outer. I don't even look like I did when I married Jerry in 2013. Trust me, I don't. I was a size 2. So it was a big change. And it gave me a chance to accept people where they are, which is something all of us have a problem doing. And it also gave me a chance to gain a deeper spiritual understanding because I did spiritual work. During 2020, I found a class. And those who really know me know I really, really, really love Ilyana Van Zandt. To me, she is one of the best New Thought speakers in the world. And she offered a 6-week intensive class called Spiritual Warrior. And I happened up on it because she happened to be on Facebook Live every day for a year and a half, where we were taught spiritual tools and everything else. And she opened me up and made me take accountability and responsibility for me, because that's something else other people don't want to do. You don't want to be responsible for the choices that you make in your life, because it's your fault, your daddy's fault, the dog's fault, the goldfish's fault. It's everybody's fault but yours. So the words I used all last year were accountability and responsibility, and we saw a whole lot of that not occurring. And I'm not even going to say where, but we saw it wasn't happening, and it's still not happening to this day. So another Bible verse that I really worked with to give me a true spiritual understanding, which is that more than what I see, think, or feel, was from Philippians 4:8. And this is something I remember all the time in keeping my mind on spirit. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, Whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. That means everything that you see, because it's of God, and according to what I have read, God said everything is good and very good. So that means everything that we see, every person that we encounter, even if they bump up against what we believe other people should be, they're still good. I've also come to the conclusion that when you say something other than that person is good, there's something going on inside of you. It's never about that person you're talking about. Again, that's accountability and responsibility. So, getting into what I call Quintina tips. These are things that I just took from those first four words, be still and know. And the first thing is, be still and know that I create my word, my world, with my thoughts, my words, and my feelings. According to Reverend Ike, the feeling gets the blessing. So whatever you really thinking about anything, that's what's going to keep manifesting in your life. You keep on saying it, and I just love it. When I do workshops with women, I always tell them, be mindful of what it is you're praying for. Because I have a lot of friends who always say, I'm praying for a man. I was like, well, you need to be more specific about that, because if you get a man, you just want a man, and that man appear, and it's not what you really want, you're going to have a hard time praying him out of your life. That's just my opinion, and that's just my experience, you know? I mean, you could pray till the cows come home. It's not going to make a difference, because your feelings are not in alignment with what your heart truly desires. That's all about the law of attraction. And if you're not sure what the law of attraction is, I advise you to go to Amazon Prime and watch The Secret. Because that's all The Secret is talking about, the law of attraction. Next one is, be still and know that I can only control my life. Wait a minute. What others think of me is none of my business. My business is what I think of others. And like I said, this is all self-explanatory. And to me, like I said, those who are really close to me know that people will get this kind of look. Because in my head, it's like, stop trying to tell me what to do, and I'm looking at your life, and your life is tore up from the floor up, so who are you to tell me what to do? Because if you're honest, you have no idea the kind of impact you have made in your life based on your so-called wise decisions. And that is not your place to tell somebody else how to live. Each and every one of us is here on our own spiritual journey. You have no idea what somebody else is here to do. But in your humanness, you believe you do. And whenever my sisters, because I know I do it a lot and I've had to teach myself how not to do it. Whenever you utter the words, if I were you, incorrect. First thing, you're not me. And you are totally overstepping your boundaries. Like, people who know me know I'm going to tell you up front what my boundaries are. And if you step over them, I will tell you lovingly to get back. Second, if you are giving unsolicited advice, you giving advice from your filters. And each and every one of us have filters based on how we were raised, our environment, and our experiences. Yeah, you may have something similar to somebody else, but yours is uniquely yours. And just because I came out of something this way does not mean you can come out of it that way. And stop placing so much importance on what other people think about you. please stop doing that. I am a typical, and I really had to work, and I'm continuously working. I was a people pleaser. I would say yes to something I know good and well I did not want to do because I wanted people to think of me a certain way. And it goes back to what I've said to a lot of people. Why is it so important to be busy, being busy, being busy? Because that's what's going on. You're running around pleasing other people, saying yes to other people, and you are totally miserable. Stop being so busy. That's what we were told to be still. If you look at what was going on before 2020, everybody was moving around, just causing all sorts of energy. Be still. It's not going to hurt you. Be still and know. When I look for others to validate me, I give my power away. I no longer look for other people to pat me on my back because I know who I am and I know whose I am. I am a child of the Most High God. No matter what you may say, think, or feel about me, it does not matter. And it took me a while. Because whether people know it or not, and my brothers here, he'll tell you, I am and was a crier. I can sit and cry at commercials right now. Why? So stop it. Stop looking for others to validate who you are. You were born whole, perfect, and complete. I remember, and love you from what I'm finna say. When I became engaged and I lived in Cleveland, people were coming up to me. Ooh, I'm so glad you found somebody that you're better half. Now you are whole. Incorrect. I was born perfect, whole, and complete. So miss me with what you think is going on. What he does, what that man right there does, is he helps me stay balanced. Our yin and our yang. And trust me, we are totally different people. No. So understanding that I don't need him to make me feel better because I feel better. I feel good whether he's around me or not. And I know he does the same for me. Because we're both perfect, whole, and complete. We weren't searching for anything. We just happened to come together and make a nice couple. That's it. Be still and know that my present destination does not determine my final destination. Where I am right now, this is just where I find myself. I have no idea where I'm going to be 5 years from now, 10 years from now. Don't even know if I'm still going to be in a body. So my whole thing is to be as happy, to spread as much love and joy as I possibly can, no matter where I find myself. And I can't get any further than I am if I don't learn how to appreciate where I'm at. So, those are my Tina points. Those are things that I live by. And so right now, because I'm mindful about time, I'm going to read something that from the Daily Inspiration, which is the publication from the UFBL. And it just hit me out of clear blue sky. And this is from last Monday, September 12th. And it's called The Time Is Now. Take a quick inventory of your life as it is today. Is there a smooth flow or is there drama, challenges, and stressful encounters? Is your work environment fraught with personality issues? Do you ever wonder whether it is you or them? If so, what solutions come to mind? As you take an honest look at your life and affairs, hopefully you come to the realization that it's time for change and it needs to happen now. You can no longer afford to put off things for a more convenient time or a convenient day. Know that you have the power to determine how to use the wonderful gift of life that God has provided. Today, choose to fully express the perfect health that resides deep within, in the real of you. Choose to express peace and harmony and watch it be reflected back to you. Amen. Belief and faith ensures your expectations will be made manifest. You can start your celebration of praise and thanksgiving right now, even before you see the physical evidence. Thank you, God, for your right now presence of wholeness, for it is so right now. And before I go into a quick meditation, I just want you to keep this in mind from Romans 12, 2. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So now I'd like to lead us in a meditation. So if everybody would just become still and firmly put your feet on the floor. And take one big deep breath. And slowly release it. Knowing that as we sit here in the quiet, as we sit still and be, that everything we need is already within us. That there are no wants within our world, because the more we want things, the further away they get. Know that God is everywhere, evenly present wherever you are. And because God is evenly present, each of us have the same amount of God. There's none of us sit with any more God than the person next to him. That as we become quiet and still, we know that all our answers are found in the quiet. As we come back to ourselves, we know that the rest of our day will be filled with love, peace, joy. And so it is. Amen and amen. Thank you.
Say thank you to Reverend Q. Yes, that was so awesome.